Hello and welcome to Can You Get to That? I am your co-host, Matthew Olson, and I am somewhat caffeinated.
And I'm your other co-host, Caitlin Best, and I'm not caffeinated, but I'm working on it.
Got a cup of mud?
Yeah, a cup of bean juice.
And today we have a special guest with us, return guest, Adam Fisher at underscore gains tweet. How caffeinated are you, Adam?
I am very caffeinated because apparently when you go on Ancestry.com to figure out the entire history of your ancestors for the past 200 years, you drink about 4 or 5 cups of coffee in the process.
Wow.
Yeah, the time flies. You said through Matt that you would be drinking butter coffee?
I actually lied. I don't actually ever want to do that again.
I'm a little disappointed. Okay.
Yeah.
You've done it.
Clearly.
How did that go?
I've done it. I filmed a video of it on my phone a very long time ago.
Oh my god.
And I don't know. It was tolerable, I guess. Like, it's the kind of thing that you're kind of like, all right, well, this is a drink that
now, did you do it the
over
right way?
My lips and into my throat. I did, actually. I used the blender and everything.
Okay.
So you used those special beans with the no toxins.
I did not use the special beans, I'll admit.
That's what you did wrong.
Yeah, that's what fucked it up.
Got those mycotoxins in your system.
What kind of beans did you use?
I honestly don't remember. It was just some crap that my old roommate had around. And, I made it and I did the blender and the butter and the MCT oil.
Grass-fed butter?
It was not grass-fed either.
Butter.
No,
oh
yeah.
Oh my god, you didn't do it right at all.
Yeah.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, basically.
Today's topic is bulletproof coffee, and the reason for this is that, Caitlin, you tried the butter coffee as well.
Yeah.
Didn't do it properly.
I did it all wrong. Every step of the way.
And you tweeted about it, and I just decided, okay, suggestion window closed this week. We're talking about fucking butter coffee. And Adam, you hopped in on that conversation, and now we're going to really get into it. I've been reading up on it for the last half hour.
Yeah,
I still don't really understand, aside from less toxins and ketosis, I don't understand
It's brain food.
Literally, you're supposed to add something that they call brain octane oil.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Can someone please try to tell me how this is supposed to work? Because I think I understand the appeal of it.
Do you want me to explain to you the whole thing now, or should we save like the really good punchline about this until later?
Maybe we can sort of disperse it.
Okay. Well, how about I'll give the background now, and we can go into the good punchline later, I guess.
Sure.
Okay.
So the background is that this guy Dave Asprey runs a blog that he calls himself the Bulletproof Executive, and his whole thing is slapping the name Bulletproof on top of things, because that's what he does. He basically launched the concept that high-fat diets are good for you, in terms of brain health, in terms of, intelligence, and, you know, stuff like that. And
no, he didn't start high-fat diets.
No, but that's been his raison d'etre for like 10 years. Yeah. It's been close to 10 years now. And he's, you know, slowly gained popularity, I guess. And a couple years back, 3-4 years back, it became like the fad to do the bulletproof coffee, which was his invention. The traditional version is coffee, butter, and MCT oil. You blend those up in a blender after you make the coffee. That's an important step. And it's also, of course, very important that you buy from Dave Asprey his branded, super awesome coffee beans without mycotoxins or whatever. And that you buy his special MCT oil that he calls brain oil because, just white people, I guess.
White people. I do want to specify it's brain octane oil.
Yes.
It's a difference.
Yes. It's
like if I sold cold water and I called it like brain NOS.
Brain coolant.
Well, it's like if you sold like distilled water. you know.
Sure.
It's like there is something
done
to it.
Completely pure.
Yeah.
No mineral content. That's what's really dragging you down.
Yeah. Clogs up the tubes.
Yeah, and so that's kind of his deal. And there's a small amount of merit to it in that certain types of high fat, zero carbohydrate diets, ketosis diets that induce ketosis, do have some neuroprotective effects, which is to say that they actually sort of combat Alzheimer's and other, you know, sort of neurological issues. At the same time, just eating more fat in your diet is not going to do that. You would also have to eat zero carbs. And of course, so he also goes low carb on his recommendations a lot too, but there's not really a lot of science or real, you know, evidence to sort of back up his positions. He's just kind of a guy who has a blog, who says things. He's like many in the fitness industry and the related health and diet industries.
He is a hacker.
Yeah, he hacks
so there's
the body.
That. He's life hack hacking. Himself.
One of my favorite things he's ever done, I would like to say, is that he once hacked sushi, which is to say that he essentially just took the meat out of the rice.
Did he take the fish out of it?
Yeah, he took the fish out of the rice, poured some oil on it, and ate it. And that was hacking sushi. That was how he did that.
Oh my god.
So.
Jeez.
Does he know that there's like a whole category of, like you can just buy the fish by itself. You don't have to buy
it.
Oh yeah,
I know. That's the best part of it. That's the absolute best part of this whole story.
Oh man.
It occurs to me, Adam, that this is our second time having you on the show. And right now, as it stands, we only bring you on to talk about like crackpots, basically.
I love them. They're my favorite. Yeah.
I want to.
First, it was Ayn Rand and just like completely bonkers individualism and just like a really cruel way of living. And now it's someone who thinks.
Now it's Butter Guy.
Who thinks that taking fish out of sushi rolls is a genius plan and you can slap bulletproof in front of it and call it bulletproof sushi when it's just like, it's fish.
Yeah.
It's fish, man.
Before we start the game, I want to read a quote from the Bulletproof blog. This is from the blog. This is how you make butter coffee.
Three steps, okay. Easy.
Step one, brewer buy hot coffee. Step two, using a blender, not a spoon, blend in 2 tablespoons unsalted grass-fed butter as well as 1 teaspoon to 2 tablespoons of brain octane or XCT oil. Start slow with the oil and build your way up to avoid disaster pants. Step three, enjoy.
Yeah, I love how enjoy is slipped in there right after the caveat that if you do this too fast, you will experience...
You'll have shits.
You'll have the shits.
I like disaster pants. Like, that's a really
God,
good...
That
yeah, yeah.
That's like a really scientific term.
Like, they made it sound as bad as possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Caitlin, you pointed that out to me the other day, mm-hmm. the disaster pants quote. And then earlier today, as I was reading up on it, I just decided to type in bulletproof coffee disaster pants. They use that phrase all the time.
No.
That is the preferred euphemism for getting the shits from drinking bulletproof coffee. It's like
buddy.
The house styling for diarrhea.
Oh my
at
god,
bulletproof.
Buddy! Oh buddy!
If there was an AP style book for bulletproof coffee, that's the A number one rule you have to follow.
Okay.
So, that said, let's click random article. Let's go down this rabbit hole. Why don't we?
Okay. Step one. Tina?
I think it's Tina.
I don't know.
Yeah, is that?
There's
looks...
no pronunciation guide.
Yeah.
Tyna. Is a town and commune in the Sfax Governorate, Tunisia.
I'm realizing that the only thing I know about Tunisia is that parts of Star Wars were filmed there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Which parts?
Tatooine parts.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only thing I know about Tunisia.
Interesting.
The Sfax Governorate sounds like a thing that would be
Yeah, that sounds like a
Tatooine.
Star Wars thing.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to Sfax.
Are we going to Sfax?
I feel like Roman or Tunisia. Like, yeah, we need to get pretty general at this point.
For sure.
Like, I don't know if Roman Empire will lead us in the right direction, but it's big.
I think you're onto the right thing with directing us towards tea and butter tea, or maybe just butter first.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should zoom out to a country or a culture and then dive into their food.
We can get to a cuisine, yeah.
Yeah, a tea, or maybe... I think the number one way to get to bulletproof coffee would be to somehow hit up butter made sculptures along the way. Hopefully that has a Wikipedia page, and maybe it'll have that
ideal.
Infamous Ted Cruz pic.
Yeah.
That would be real nice.
Wow, a cow made of butter.
I'm going to pull up that tweet real quick. I think we should maybe zoom out to Tunisia or like the Roman Empire.
I'm gonna go to Tunisia.
Let's do Tunisia. I would like to know more about Tunisia.
Ted Cruz.
Whoa.
Butter cow.
Berber script is fucking crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Step two, Tunisia.
That's like alien writing. That's very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This looks more alien than, what's the Arabesh?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't Arabesh the script in Star Wars? You should know this of all people, Caitlin.
Sorry, I don't know what it's called. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
It does look more alien than that. Let's see. All right, we need to get
all right,
to...
I pulled up the tweet. Okay, I pulled up the very important tweet. This was posted at 4:58 p.m. on August 9th, 2014, and I fully believe that Ted Cruz wrote this tweet himself, not like an aide.
Yeah.
The tweet is, "Wow, a cow made of butter. My girls would love it. In fact, the first sentence Carolyn ever said was, 'I like butter.'"
I like that you don't even try to do a Ted Cruz voice.
I couldn't. Now, here's my question. If that's the first sentence his daughter Carolyn ever said was, "I like butter."
Yeah.
My question is, what constituent words of sentence came to her first?
Butter, like, obviously was her first word.
Was butter her first word? I think
it had to have been
right?
Her first word.
It makes you wonder, like, what their cooking situation in their household is like. You know, like, do they use the Paula Deen like cookbook? Or
I'm imagining Ted Cruz hovering over his baby daughter Carolyn with like a spoonful of butter, kind of like airplaning it towards her, going like, "Do you like butter? Do you like butter? Say I like butter if you like butter." Like, that's the only way I think you could prompt a toddler to just have that be their first sentence. Either that, or he's a lying politician just trying to get the votes with the butter lobby.
Yeah, big butter.
All right. Anything cool about Tunisia?
Well, there's no cuisine section on the page about Tunisia.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
I suppose we could go to another country that is...
We could go to Libya, Algeria. We could go to Mediterranean Basin. We could go to Gibraltar.
Here's what's really frustrating about this page.
What is?
For me, someone who comes to Wikipedia for, you know, complete world knowledge, if I see the page for Tunisia and I don't see a section on cuisine, I automatically assume that they don't eat.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
You know, a mission is information.
Or they pop across the border whenever they want to eat.
Whenever they want to chow down.
Yeah.
They have to leave Tunisia proper just to like get lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of me with my apartment, is I usually leave to eat food.
That's what the whole city of New York is, though. We could click on French people. And
now the French do love butter.
The French love butter, is what I've heard.
I mean, yeah, we've got French, we've got Italian, we've got Roman. I feel like we have
Which people do we want to stereotype as loving butter the most?
Okay. Well, I'm only saying Italian Tunisians, and people don't eat in Tunisia, so that's not going to work.
Right, as we've established.
Yeah, and Algeria. I mean, I don't know Algerian cuisine. I'm assuming the French are the butteriest of all the choices we have.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to say that in like a... in a negative way. In fact, like stand in your butter identity, like
yeah.
Wear it proudly. And I think the French do, and that's great. So I think French people. Also, I just want to see what French people is mm-hmm. as a page because that's
it's just going to be a really offensive cartoon of a guy in a striped shirt with a little mustache and a beret, holding a baguette. That's what I want to see.
Let's do it.
Now we got to find out. So I think Steph Curry is French people.
We really talked up this. Yeah, we've got
to. Oh, man, there's no picture at all. That sucks. Oh,
darn it. Regions with significant populations, though, at the top of the page. This is interesting. So.
Oh, yeah.
66 million in France. I'm reading that right. Yeah.
Yeah.
10 million in the United States. 6.8 in Argentina. I'm trying to see if there's anything that catches me off guard here, but that seems...
I think that 10 million French people in the United States is... I would not have expected the United States to be the second largest.
Well, it's also inflating...
it does say includes French Canadian Americans.
French Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that don't count. Like, if you just come down here from Quebec, you're...
Also seems to be counting French Canadians, which seems strange to me.
That seems more fair. I feel like once you're a twice removed like French person, you're already French Canadian, and then you're like, I'm gonna pop down to America and make this my home.
It does say so that just to be
status,
clear,
is that what it is?
Just to be clear, the definition here is full or partial French ancestry and citizenship.
Okay.
You know,
I guess that's fair.
I
still got to get my Canadian citizenship.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let you if you wait much longer.
Did I tell you the interesting thing I discovered while cruising through my ancestry today is that if you have like any Italian blood, then they'll just offer you a citizenship.
Yeah, I knew
hell
that.
Hell yes.
Like if you can prove that you're descended from anybody who lived in Italy before. After like 1850 or so, like when the modern state of Italy was founded, then you're golden, I guess.
I'm not. All right, I'm stuck here.
I gotta get on ancestry.com because, you know, Canada is currently my backup plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if Italy could be my backup plan,
once the United States annexes Canada,
exactly. Then it's done, right?
Yeah.
But if Italy was my backup plan, I have two words for you.
Uh-huh.
Italo disco.
Okay.
Done.
That's your life.
I'm home.
Your
basically.
Life plan, yeah.
And if I find out that I have like 0.05% Italian ancestry and they're like, we're not sure about citizenship, I'm just gonna start playing Dolce Vita by Ryan
Paris.
That is
not a deep
enough
cut.
And then they're gonna know.
That is not a deep enough cut, Matt. You're gonna have to do better research than that.
It doesn't. I don't think it needs to be a deep.
That's the Italo song. That's the Italo song that you can know if you're not Italian. You need to.
You're gonna really hold my feet to the fire.
You need to study this. If this is a plan that you're committing to. Yeah. So this page is really just about the French people and where they live.
Just so go to the Kingdom of France. Let's go to France itself. That's gotta
Kingdom,
have something
Kingdom
about
of France. We can go to France.
Let's step forward.
Yeah, France. There we go. That's what we want.
Okay. Here we are.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité. Gotta say it every time we're on this page.
Oh yeah, is that a thing? That's a thing.
What do you mean?
That we do.
That's a thing that we do generally. We didn't check to see if Tunisia had any cool catchphrase, I guess.
I didn't see one at the top of the page, so I'm assuming no motto. Just like no food.
Yeah. the lack of motto is to imply that they actually just don't do a lot of things there.
Yeah, they just, it's like a bedroom community, actually. They sort of sleep there and then just pop over to
the unofficial motto of Tunisia is Bonfapudu, actually, as coined by Sebulba before the pod race and episode one, The Phantom Menace.
We have a mention of butter in here, but it's not linked. Like,
No, you're kidding.
Asshole.
And fucking olive oil is linked.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay,
wait. But they've got cheese, right? So
it could be that there's a point earlier in the page where they link butter.
It's very possible.
Perhaps right at the top?
Do that search. Like, use that control F.
That's against the rules. We can't do that.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
We have a no searching on pages rule.
Yes.
We have a lot of rules that we decide to follow some of the time and then not.
We've never broken that rule. We've never broken that rule, Matt.
That is true. We've never done the control F on a page. But I mean, we're coming hot off the heels of the rite of Spring Breakers. So, I mean,
I don't know.
Wait,
what
did
that's
you guys do Spring
mean.
Breakers?
We got the suggestion, the rite of spring, and then we decided it would be like that. The rite of spring is fine, but what's more fine is the movie Spring Breakers.
Well, yeah, there you go.
So we went to Spring Breakers and then we went to the rite of spring.
Yeah.
So just a little tour of all the spring stuff that there is. We can click on French cuisine. There's a full page.
Yeah, there's got to be butter on that page,
right?
There's
got to be butter on that page.
Yeah, let's do step 5, French cuisine. Let's not waste any time here. French cuisine.
There we go.
Man, I'm going to be real hungry after this page.
Oh boy, it's a big page.
Yeah, I mean, think about it.
A lot of foods
actually,
on here.
You know what? I can't think of the last time I went to like a French restaurant. Like,
yeah.
I can't even name any in some of the places I've lived in. Like, in Portland, where would you go to get French food? Like, you can't say poutine.
I know there's a really obvious answer. That's not French, that's Canadian.
Is it French Canadian?
Yes.
Okay, see, that's. I mean, if they're going to claim French Canadian is French,
I think the French would be pretty offended if you referred to poutine as a French food. The French are dicks. Have I ever actually told you about how I sort of hate the French?
we're just gonna go all in on this, aren't like, we?
Yeah, like I've been go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say the best part is that I lived in France for 6 months, FYI.
And how was that?
Yeah. Well, you know, they're dicks, but that's
they're
just
dicks.
What it is.
Exactly. No, I've been speaking French. Like I've studied French since I was like 7 years old. Like I've known, you know, I've been pretty immersed in the French culture and just way of thinking, and they're assholes. Their whole thing is like, our language is better than yours, but it has to stay exactly the same, and we don't like immigrants is a big thing, and
yeah,
we don't like Americans is a big thing, which I don't know, I kind of get that part, but like. They're just dicks.
Well, I mean,
not to paint
France.
With broad strokes.
I went to France once.
Did you, Matt?
Yeah.
And I don't think
you've ever mentioned your trips to Europe on this podcast.
Oh no.
Now I know that I have.
Okay, wait. So I just pause this. Beurre Blanc sauce. Okay. Go. Anyway, it's in that.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Okay. There we go.
Okay. Step
anyway.
6. Beurre Blanc sauce.
I a minor defense of the French people is that I think that a lot of what we think of as French culture is just Parisian culture, and Parisians are just like the big city assholes who make up like
that's
the
true.
Majority of the French population.
Yeah, that's
or,
true.
Or you know, like a huge chunk of it. I did live in Strasbourg, which people were much nicer.
Yeah, but they're basically Germans up there.
Yeah, no, that's so true. Yeah, but like they're much nicer. At least that was my experience. All right, here we go. Hot emulsified butter sauce.
Oh, hot emulsified butter.
What I wanted to say was that I visited,
yeah,
and when I was outside of Paris,
mm-hmm.
everything was super
everything
chill.
Everything was chill, yeah. It's true.
Everything was awesome. Every town was gorgeous.
Yeah.
All the food was totally great.
Yeah.
When I was in Paris, not only were the streets confusing, no stoplights,
that's
big roundabouts, scary, very, very scary.
Mm-hmm.
The history was intimidating. There were all these monuments, like they had been invaded a couple times.
Yeah.
And it just made you feel really small in the grand scheme of human existence. But also, yeah, the people were dicks.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I don't know, you know, I mean, French people are fine, but they're just dicks. Like, that's...
Let's talk about beurre blanc sauce.
Let's talk about hot emulsified butter.
Yeah.
I would love nothing more.
Hot emulsified butter, it sounds like a really good Twitter display name. That's... that seems like a truism that we can all get behind.
For sure, yeah. It's rich and buttery with a neutral flavor that responds well to other seasonings and flavorings.
Mm.
I don't know why you'd need other seasonings than butter, but there it is.
That's kind of like, if I'm not mistaken, that might just be the opening line to every Paula Deen cookbook.
Yes. The other seasonings than butter.
Have you guys seen the Paula Deen butter popsicle video?
No.
Oh my god. So Paula Deen like hired this, or like, I don't even know if it was like a hiring scenario, but basically she got this comedian to come on her show and like pretend to be her. So this comedian did a like an impression of her, and she was like, the recipe that we're gonna do today is the Paula Deen butter popsicle. And she basically like stuck a popsicle stick into a stick of butter, and then she covered it with you know, like your chocolate sauce and your sprinkles and like, you know, your like ice cream toppings. And then she took a big old bite out of it. And
yeah.
The best part was that she couldn't keep a straight face. Like, she tried and failed to eat this stick of, to like take a bite out of this stick of butter and control, and you know, in a controlled fashion. And she just gave up and was like, all right, yep, that's it. This is the extent of this.
I'm looking at the clip right now, and I'm going to say, usually when we talk about videos and interesting pictures on the show, visual components, we say, go look at this yourself. I'm going to say, maybe just avoid the butter popsicle video, because I'm feeling physically ill watching this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to have to go look at it later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I am also eating the butter popsicle. Is there not a link to just butter off of this page? Only butter sauce?
There is, but we've been having such a nice chat.
Oh, okay. Oh,
excellent. Okay.
Yeah, we can just do this.
Step 7, butter.
Butter.
Now, I feel like we're getting pretty close to bulletproof coffee here, just saying. And I'm wondering if now maybe is a good time for you, Adam, to sprinkle in a little bit more of your... of your
drop the
insider punchline.
I don't know, should I
it's not punchline time, but
should
maybe
I drop the punchline now, or should we wait until
I don't know what the punchline is, and so it's really hard for me to say.
I feel like we should wait until afterwards. Like, okay. I feel like this is a good ending, closing anecdote.
Okay,
more than
well, do we
else.
Have any other Asprey facts?
I mean, you know, he does silly things occasionally, that's about it. I follow him on Facebook because he's profoundly amusing, if
good
nothing
follow,
else.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, now I've got open in my own different tab, Dave Asprey's Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here that here's some of the things he's known for.
Mm-hmm.
Asprey is also known for being early to exploit the internet for commerce. Not how I'd want someone to describe me selling things online.
It's not even like early, like assuming that we're talking about like his blog started in 2008 or something. Like, that's not really early. Like,
people have been selling stuff. People have been selling stuff on the internet longer than that.
Oh, trust me, it is earlier than that, and it's really shitty. Being early to exploit the internet for commerce, says, comma, selling caffeine molecule t-shirts via the alt.drugs.caffeine news group in 1994. So he's been doing the caffeine thing for like a long time. Like, he is the embodiment of the, like, I gotta have my cup of mud plus, like, my Silicon Valley shithead, which is the two things I might hate the most. Like, just saying.
Caffeine. Hey, caffeine. It wakes you up. What else can you say? Love caffeine.
Man, I feel like we can find yak butter somehow, you know? Like, that should be something we should be able to find.
There's a lot of different kinds of butter on this page. Some of which I'm not sure are real.
So this baby bottom butter, a hyena butter, and rock butter all look
exactly,
like...
Exactly, yeah. Also witch's butter.
Witch's butter, yeah. Those all look like
things.
Is
that a cursed butter?
Is it? Yeah, that's cursed butter.
Well, it says that these are all non-dairy items that have a similar consistency. So that
Well, you put the curse
me.
On it. You put the curse on it, and it's not dairy anymore. It transmutes it into another substance.
Yeah, either that, or it's just conjured from nothing. So it is not dairy. Mm-hmm. It's witch's butter. If it's conjured from nothing, is that vegan?
Yeah, it's
well,
a creation of pure energy.
You keep eating it, and then it just disappears when it goes in your mouth, and it's a fate worse than death to have to only have witch's butter to consume.
Here's a question I wanted to bring up way back on our Star Trek focused episode about tribbles. Mm-hmm. And I think now is an appropriate time to bring it up too. And I'm sure there are answers to this online, but I want to get your opinion, Caitlin, and Adam, yours as well, since you're here. If you get food from a replicator in Star Trek, is it vegan?
Yes, absolutely.
I assume so, because it's just energy converted into mass, right? And then they put, like, flavoring on it.
It's the same as growing meat in a petri dish.
Was their food... I can't remember exactly if it was, like, that they had, like, energy converted directly to mass, or if it was, like, they had, like, some weird undifferentiated food glop, and then they just, like, made it, like, taste like different
Pretty
things
sure
and look
we're
like
We're going to find
things.
Out. We're looking it up right now.
We're now going to find out in another tab on another website.
Memory Alpha. A replicator was a device that used transporter technology to dematerialize quantities of matter and then rematerialize that matter in another form. So
okay,
it just takes stuff.
Hold on.
It just takes stuff and
Sounds
turns
like
it into other
stuff. It can be any
stuff.
Old stuff, really.
It can be any kind of stuff.
Doesn't need to be food glop. It can just be whatever.
Yeah. Because it can make anything. But, it can also make, you know, clothes, parts.
Right. This is bringing up all sorts of, like, philosophical questions for me, because if you get your food...
I love the number of references here. Go ahead. Sorry.
Memory Alpha is very well-sourced.
Yeah.
Incredibly well-sourced. But, like, think about it. If you get your food from the same place where you get your clothes from, like... then what even is food in your life? Like, what's the role it occupies in your life? Like,
you eat it and you put it in your body and it makes your body keep going. The same as what we do.
I guess it's like the ultimate extension of, like, the bulletproof thing, right? Is like, it's like the, I mean, it's you're biohacking then, because all you're saying is, like, this is stuff I need. And I get it from the same place I get all the other stuff I need. It's now undifferentiated stuff. It's all just, like, molecules,
like,
that you gotta have.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about how food is made, like, you know, like, corn's a plant and cotton's a plant, you know?
Sorry, let me Skype in Michael Pollan here to get his thoughts on the origins of food.
You can get fucked.
The French people are dicks, or at least Parisians are, and also Michael Pollan can get fucked.
I'm feeling aggro.
I appreciate that rock butter is just, like, something that oozes out of a rock.
I don't know that I believe in this stuff. This seems fake to me. There's this so we're looking at a page called Rock Butter. It says rock butter, also known as stone butter, is a soft mineral substance found oozing from alum slates. And then there's a picture of a rock, and it just looks like a rock. I don't see any butter on here.
I mean, look at that yellow spot on top. Doesn't that look like a nice tasty pat of butter? I'm pretty sure it's moss, but that could be butter. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's a thing.
Now, my question is, so it's listed, we open this tab up as a sidestep because it's listed as a category, under the category of things that are like butter-like in texture.
Well, it's things that are called butter but aren't the same as dairy butter.
Okay, but it also says it's a soft mineral substance, but like, could you eat this stuff?
I mean, you could eat anything.
Exactly. So then let's get back to replicated foods.
Yeah.
No, let's actually get back to the page for butter and see
Wait,
if we can get
right
our
right
way
quick,
to,
I do want to find out what a hyena butter is. Okay.
No,
it's just
I
a
wish
gross.
No. It's just, I wish you hadn't just... popped this tab open.
It's just a secretion.
That from hyenas, the anal gland
that
of
hyenas do from their butts.
Okay.
It's butt butter.
It's butt butter.
Okay.
All the appetite that I was working up on the French cuisine page is now completely gone.
Oh man, all these good pictures of butter are like really fucking me up.
All the butter pictures, it's like they're like really intense yellow.
And yet no Ted Cruz.
And yet no Ted anywhere.
Wait, I saw yak butter. Go down to worldwide.
Oh shit. Worldwide.
Tibet?
Butter tea, in fact.
Okay, butter tea. There we go. Okay. That is what we were looking for. All right.
I think that Ted Cruz, that picture, that tweet that Ted Cruz made is something that we could add, we could in good conscience add to that Wikipedia page. Just a pin in that.
I mean, I think we could put that under like other uses of butter or like butter in culture. And then Ted Cruz is, you know, for better or worse, he's a notable person.
Mm-hmm.
And that tweet is of important. That tweet is going to be archived like in like
the Library of Congress.
Exactly. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't see why it can't go on Wikipedia.
Okay. You got either of you guys ever drunk actual butter tea?
I have not.
Me neither.
No. Well, unfortunately, butter coffee does not seem to be linked here, but list of butter dishes is here, which seems intriguing.
That seems promising.
That seems promising, yeah. Can we just see if there's anything else like under like categories like butter drinks, maybe? Towards the bottom of the page.
Foods featuring butter.
Ooh, that's just a thing we can expand. That doesn't count as a click. Hit show on the side of it. No.
fucked it up.
Caitlin, you fucked it up so bad. Step 9 is food featuring butter now, and it better be on here.
Oh my god.
There's no butter coffee.
There's no butter coffee.
Damn it. Oh boy.
There's a food apparently called Molly McButter.
don't click it. Okay, here's the fucking annoying thing, though, is that this is a list of, or a category that says foods featuring butter, right? And then under the category, there's list of butter dishes.
Yes.
So it could be in there.
It's probably in there.
Maybe?
I'm going to hope that it's in there.
I guess, like, it would have to specifically be bulletproof or butter
also,
coffee,
there's,
right?
This is a shit list. There are many more foods that feature butter than the perhaps 25 on this
35
page.
No,
okay, 35,
you know,
yeah.
Listen. Some poor person did this shit for free.
That's true.
How many
foods do you think you would
list
before you gave up on foods featuring butter?
Featuring butter.
What's your tolerance there?
I don't. I mean, I wouldn't have tried to make this page. So,
fair. I guess that's fair.
Also, there's something called a torpedo dessert.
Caitlin, you're getting distracted. I can tell you're getting hungry and you're getting distracted.
Yeah.
Let's click on
also
list
the,
of butter
the,
dishes.
The gooey butter cake. That's a Paula Deen joint. Just to make a note of that.
Yeah, on that page, also this is step 10, list of butter dishes. But on the previous page, there should have just been a link to Paula Deen recipes.
Yes. Longer longer list, or maybe just the same list, actually.
Is this just the same list presented differently?
This might just be the same list.
Oh my god, I fucking hate Wikipedia.
I mean, we have butter tea again. Like, we could go back to that, maybe?
We can loop back. I think we might have to loop back. Wait.
We could go to... Let me think. We could go to butter tea. We could go to tea from there, and then maybe coffee? And then... Like, with that?
Well, we can just go to tea. We can go straight to tea.
Let's just go to tea.
Okay.
Let's just go to tea and try and get to coffee from there.
Step 11 is tea.
Okay. I'm going to go straight down to C also.
Coffee's not going to be under C also for tea.
Why not?
List of hot beverages. It's right there.
Okay. Butter tea, like, butter coffee is a hot beverage.
Yeah, like
don't
coffee
click
is
list
a hot
of hot
beverage.
Beverages, please, dear God. We just were on the list of foods featuring butter. It was so terrible. We know butter coffee is not going to be there.
Go all the way. Oh, instant coffee. Instant coffee is right here.
Instant coffee. Hold on, hold on. We need to just take a breath here. Do a little bit of strategizing. Make sure we're not missing anything.
Yeah, we've been clicking a lot of links willy-nilly.
Coffee, I just want to say, coffee, technically, a kind of tea.
That's true.
Depending on how you define tea, I suppose. But it's just a beverage. It's just water with stuff in it.
Yeah. So let's move on through the page. Keep our eyes peeled for coffee. Don't click the first fucking thing we see. Like we do on this game. What's your favorite type of tea? I'm a fan of a ginger tea myself. Just a good old ginger tea.
I drink a lot of black tea because, you know, gotta have my caffeine.
You're just
like a coffee person, but with tea?
Yeah.
Caitlin, that's so frustrating.
Gotta have my leaf juice.
Adam, what about you? Favorite tea?
Mostly Earl Grey, honestly. Yeah. Speaking of Star Trek, you know, Picardian.
Very, very Picard. Did any of the other captains on Star Trek have like a bev of choice?
Signature drink.
I mean, in DS9, they had a lot of Rock to Gino, which was everybody was drinking a lot of Rock to Gino. It wasn't just like the captain. But
what was that?
Yeah, one more time.
Rock to Gino. It's their name for coffee, but it's like a. By one of the other races. I can't remember.
Klingon coffee?
It's like,
yeah.
Ferengi coffee or something?
No, I think it was Klingon. I'm not sure. Or, yeah. I don't know. But, yeah. Rack to Gino. Whatever.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Wait.
We have a few choices.
No, we're not going to click on Nestle.
Don't worry. Oh, okay. Don't worry. Okay. We can click butter tea again. Yak butter. Instant coffee or list of hot beverages.
I feel like
and I will say I don't think butter coffee is going to be under the list of hot beverages, but like if coffee is not, I will quit the website.
Oh, well then if you're going to lay down the line like that, we have to click on list of hot beverages.
You should scroll all the way down and check the categories just in case.
Okay, yeah.
Please do that. That's true.
And just not click anything.
There's there's not categories. Never mind.
There's nothing. Okay.
All right. List of hot beverages. Fuck it. Let's
do
it.
Yeah, let's do it. Like that's a good place to stop. If
coffee's not here, this podcast might be over.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't it be something if espresso was here but coffee was not? Okay. All right.
Coffee is here.
List of
coffee beverages.
All right, yeah. Step 13.
There we go. Maybe, yeah, there we go.
Now, if it's not here, I'm going to be very upset.
Where do we want to look? In the table of contents?
Let's just scroll down the page, why don't we?
Yeah, like, let's just work our way through. It could be anywhere. It could be in lots of places.
I love this picture that they have a display of cold brew coffees in a Whole Foods market. Like, what an important addition to Wikipedia that is. What is a doppio? A doppio is a double shot served in a what cup?
Demitasse?
It's like a half.
I don't know what it is.
Cup.
It means it's like a, it means a half
smaller,
cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a small.
I guess it's like a baby cup.
Oh, we got a whole with milk section.
Yeah. Milk's sort of like butter.
Milk is pretty close to butter. In fact, if you look on the Bulletproof page, they're just like, look, butter has only the good stuff that milk can give you without any of the bad stuff.
Any of the bad stuff.
Egg coffee. Oh, man. Ew. That's a little terrifying.
Egg coffee.
Just egg yolks, sugar, condensed milk, and robusta. I mean, that could
that's
be...
like.
That-
That's like pouring sounds ice like a, cream. That's like putting ice cream in your coffee.
Yeah, it just kind of sounds like a like an affogato, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
See, maybe I shouldn't be so judgy because I will fuck up an affogato whenever it's offered to me. But like Bulletproof coffee, I'm like, ew, yuck.
Yeah, but the thing is that ice cream is good by itself and coffee is good by itself and butter by itself.
Yeah, like a butter popsicle, it's not good.
It's not so good.
Also, I mean, Adam, Caitlin, has anyone ever like come up to you and offered you an affogato, but then said, "Now take it slow, otherwise you might get disaster pants." I think the answer is no.
They did, but they were just saying, "Don't spill it on your pants, you fucking slob." Because I went up to them, I already had a bunch of stuff on my pants, and so they just yeah.
I appreciate
you look like
coffee
you're having a bad day.
Tea.
Don't spill this on your pants, too.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Be
a
careful.
Black Thai
be careful. This
traditional
also
Thai iced tea with spicy and sweet mixture of chilled black tea, orange blossom water, star anise, tamarind, sugar, and condensed milk or cream with a double shot of espresso.
That's
like,
fucking
that
intense.
Sounds, like, that, yeah, like, that just sounds like, just fuck me up. Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, whole section coffee with alcohol.
Wait, hold on. There's also witch's coffee. Is
what is witch's coffee?
Does every food have a witch's version?
Maybe it's.
Oh, this is a mixed drink
with witch's milk or with witch's butter. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, flavored section. Ice.
Oh man, this is a huge page. This is like the most complete.
This
is
the level
most
we've ever seen. So if Bulletproof isn't on
I
here.
Have ever known. Yeah.
Okay, other. Affogato.
Definitely
yeah.
Be under other. Yeah, for sure.
Bots.
Canned coffee. Oh man.
A common and simple way of drinking coffee is in Israel is known as bots, translated as mud.
So
love my cup
have
of
my
mud.
Oh man. Coffee, okay. Milk, double double.
And coffee.
Wait, hold on.
What?
The double double is a uniquely Canadian term that is strongly associated with Tim Hortons. So, I mean, if Tim Hortons can get a
double
thing on the page.
Two creams,
like,
two sugars. If Tim Hortons
I mean,
can get
Tim
a thing
Hortons
on the page,
is
what?
A much bigger institution than fucking Dave
That's
Asprey,
true.
Though.
Yeah, Tim Hortons is a big thing.
Oh no.
Wow,
oh,
you know what?
No.
That's it. That's the bottom of the page.
Oh man.
It's not
oh,
on here.
Oh boy.
It's not on
the
here
phrase,
because
okay, also see also list of coffee dishes. Seems like
don't click that.
Like
I don't think I don't
like,
think Bulletproof coffee
is
a coffee dish.
There's also coffee preparation / presentation. And scroll down the page. There is a category thing I think we can expand on the page. Yeah, show. Next, no, don't click the
okay.
category.
Oh, this thing. This
the
thing,
show
this
button,
thing.
Yes.
Okay. Coffee. Yeah, I'm not really not seeing it.
Dear God.
They have a page. This links to roasted grain beverage, not to Bulletproof coffee.
Maybe I had Wikipedia all wrong. I thought Bulletproof coffee would be all over the fucking place on pages like these because I assumed that like
because you'd think that the fucking nerds that drink it would be big
all
Wiki
over
heads.
Wikipedia. Yeah, but I guess I'm wrong. There's also wait under lifestyle. There's a link to Coffee Con.
Oh my god. It should definitely be under lifestyle, right?
Can we just pop open Coffee Cob and a con in another tab, please?
Yeah.
So, list of coffee drinks. Let's go back to this page and just think about what we should click off of it. Because I don't think we should give up just yet. We're close to an hour, but let's try like one or two more links.
Do we want to try coffee preparation dash presentation?
I don't think that would lead to it, honestly.
I don't think that sounds good either.
Now, we could break our rule and just do a quick control F for butter on this page.
Oh, Matt. I'm not going to break our rule for Dave.
But I also don't want Dave to get the better of us, you know?
But listen, if Dave gets the better of us in this instant, it just means that he's not important enough to have a lot of links to his thing on Wikipedia.
I guess that's maybe true. Well, let's do coffee preparation hyphen presentation. And if it's not on there,
then that's it.
Then that's it.
Okay.
We're calling it. That'll be also like step 14. So reasonable place to call it.
Yeah.
So this is just the page for coffee preparation. And then
there's a section called presentation.
So I don't know. Maybe it could be on here.
Preparation could be here. Okay.
Putting other things in your coffee.
Yeah.
Now I just do a you know, a good old French press is how I make mine if I'm making my own coffee.
You know what? I was living that Chemex lifestyle. I've only owned a Chemex like since I moved out of my parents' house. And then a couple months ago, I discovered that we had a drip coffee maker like in the back of this cupboard all along. And it's changed my fucking life. just being able to fucking put the grounds in there and put the water in there and press a button and have it do all that shit for me. It's like I'm so over this pour over bullshit. I do, and I love it. I love that feeling.
This is welcome to adulthood, actually. Yeah. Like, the moment at which you choose, like, substance over style, and you just say, you know what, like, I'm not part of that race anymore. Like,
I don't care.
Like, I don't care. Like, who cares what I look like? Who cares how stylish I seem? I have a life, and some things are important, like life, how quickly I get my coffee or how much I sleep.
I need my bean juice.
Yeah, you just need it.
Fortified coffee.
Fortified coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, is that like when in the gas station when you like you seen that like high octane coffee at the gas station?
Says here a red eye or a black eye is when you add one or two espresso shots to a cup of coffee.
This is controversial because there's other names for these drinks and
oh man, they have a GIF. They have a GIF for that. Cream being poured into drip root coffee. Yeah.
This ultimate disrespect, though, for Bulletproof. Just like everything else added to coffee is listed on these pages, but not butter. Or brain octane oil, for that matter.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's over.
I think we're done. We did not get to Bulletproof coffee.
Womp womp.
Well, can we just quickly get a brief look at CoffeeCon before we sign off?
Yeah. We can also just jump to the Bulletproof page if there's anything we want to peruse on there.
Let's look at CoffeeCon real quick. And then, Adam, you can tell us the punchline about Asprey.
You know, this is... It's no Comic-Con, I'll just say that.
Yeah, I appreciate that it says over 1,000 consumers.
Yeah, over 1,000 people.
Wait, hold on. It says here George Howell is the special guest presenter at every coffee con.
Oh, no. Who is George Howell?
Hey, well, yeah, let's find out.
If we find out that George Howell is associated with Bulletproof Coffee and then we could have gotten to the page through Coffee Con, I'll be so upset.
That's not gonna happen.
He's a Starbucks boy. Okay.
Yeah. Just a Starbucks boy.
Let's look at the page for Bulletproof. And Adam, if you would like to fill us in on the Asprey punchline.
Okay. Yeah, so here's the punchline. And this article that I am referring to is called, let me double check. It is called Butter in Your Coffee and Other Con Stories from a Fitness Insider. A friend of mine wrote it. And primarily it concerns another one of my friends. My friend's name is Army Leg. That's his real name. His name is Army Leg. Like, that's a real name. Army is a wonderful guy. He's actually really young. I'm not sure if he kind of got into the fitness industry literally before he graduated high school. Like, he started blogging, like, forever ago. And so now he's still shockingly young and yet, you know, well-entrenched in the industry at this point. So one of Army's first jobs was that he worked for Dave Asprey. And this was, like... before Dave Asprey hit big. Like, this was, like, mm-hmm. you know, when he was, like, a nobody, like, he just kind of had his blog or whatever, and etc. And basically, he was Asprey's, like, director of research or something? Like, mm-hmm. he was, like, the guy whose job it was to do research for Dave Asprey. And what that essentially boiled down to was that Dave Asprey was like, you know, like, don't think about it too hard. Just, like, find some studies that look like they sort of belong and then just slap those in there. And, like, no one's going to read it. Like, that's basically, like, the you know, and so actually, like, here's a conversation Army had with Dave over a book that he wrote about bulletproof babies, which is probably not what he called it. He was named chief researcher for Asprey's The Better Baby book. Here's an alleged conversation that took place. Army, I'm happy to do the research. It's going to take forever to find good research on the topic. Dave, don't have to take too much time. Just make sure to find 10 to 15 studies per chapter that look like they should be in there.
Oh, man.
You know, then goes on to say, for every good testimonial that came in, there were many more that said these methods did nothing for them. I was told to ignore those people. Once Dave had to troubleshoot someone who wasn't losing weight and told them that they needed to eat more butter.
Wise words from a man who, according to this Wikipedia page, claims that in combination with other health hacks, bulletproof coffee helped boost his IQ by more than 20 points.
Yeah, 20 points.
Yeah, another thing is that Dave Asprey claims that, like, his, like, you know, bulletproof coffee and other similar life hacks have made him smarter and healthier and so on. He's also been on low-dose test for a long time, which, like, testosterone is a hell of a drug. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do some stuff.
And he's, ignored, like, the fact that he does that. Like, there's evidence that he has done that, but he's just, like, said nothing about it, because clearly that could not be impacting, why he is healthy or lean or, anything along those lines.
I remember reading about the Bulletproof diet, like, a while ago, and he claims that he eats like 5,000 calories a day and doesn't exercise. Am I right about that?
That sounds like the kind of absurd claim that someone like him would make, yeah.
And it seems like, I don't know, maybe he's just, like, eating so much butter that he's just having pants disasters all the time, and so that's sort of why that is. That's just my theory. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, so that's the punchline. At the end of the day, Dave Asprey is one of the more unabashed con men in the health and fitness industry. And, he just found a product that he could market and did so. So
the second episode where we've had you on and you've closed it out by telling a completely batshit story about the subject in question.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, see, that I knew that my expertise was good for something.
Well, maybe, like, maybe someday soon.
I did not join this industry for no reason. This is one of the reasons.
Well, maybe someday soon we'll figure out what your next area of expertise is, and we can get you on for the hat trick, Adam.
Thanks for guesting again. Find some other person that I can spill the beans on, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Where should people find you and find your videos and so forth if they want some real good advice or at least some real good tweets?
Yeah. At Gaines_tweets on Twitter. My website is www.gaines.af. That is GAINS.AF.
One of the greatest URLs of all time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I actually do have a free ebook out on that now. So, if you're looking for a free exercise program, then, I got you covered. And I'm not actually doing YouTube videos anymore, but I'm doing a lot more on Instagram. And my Instagram is gains_strength. So if you want like daily exercise videos and motivation and tips and stuff like that, that is the place to go. So
cool. And I am, as always, Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right, please.
You can find me on Twitter at Beskabest, as BESTKABEST. You can find the show on Twitter at Get to That. You can find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT. Find us on iTunes. Fave, comment, like? Retweet.
I think they have ratings, not likes. I don't think they have a thumbs up, thumbs down system.
And no retweets on there either, huh?
There's no tweets on iTunes at all, I think.
No tweets at all. Okay. Well, go on there and do the thing where you click on the stars and then you write a comment about how good it is or how bad it is, I guess. Either way. Yeah, that's it, right? That's pretty much it.
Think so. Thanks again, Adam. I do have one question for you, though.
Okay.
Well, do you have a question for Adam, Kaylin?
No. I think you should go.
I should go? Okay. Are you ready for this, Adam?
I'm ready.
I want your genuine answer to this. What if mycotoxin's bad, though?
I mean... Yeah, mycotoxins. It's one of those. Let me just tell you one of my favorite dietary studies of all time. Did a lot of research. Compared all of the diets, like compared all the different kinds of diets, and basically what they ended up saying was, "Hey, one day you're gonna die, and the kind of diet that you have doesn't really necessarily determine how soon you're going to die, except in extreme cases. But it does determine what you're going to die of. And, pick your method. That's ultimately all I can say.
Choose how you're going to die. Fucking rad.
Yeah, like, I would love to go out with a belly full of mycotoxins.